And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. The TAMU Young Dancers, a group with performers ranging in age from 2 to 60, will share excerpts from the Nutcracker Suite, Friday, December 17th at 7 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. Admission is free of charge and open to the public. Director B.D. Leindecker, chair of the university's Department of Fine and Performing Arts and dance professor, said the seasonal favorite should delight audiences of all ages. The Young Dancers program aims to introduce people of all ages to the beauty of various forms of dance and the importance of a study, while providing various performance opportunities throughout the year. For additional information, contact Leindecker at 956-326-2649 or email bleindecker@tamu.edu. The newly formed Laredo Youth Choir will highlight the Young Pianists and Singers recital on Tuesday, December 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is free of charge and open to the public. The LYC, an organization that gives voice to children ages 6 to 13, will be making its debut. The evening's singing performances will feature a broad variety of choral works for children's voices and includes guest performances by young piano students age 6 to 18 performing piano solos from both classical and contemporary repertoire. The young pianists are instructed by TAMU's Dr. Fritz Gechter, Associate Professor of Music and Piano, and Juventino Lozano, TAMU Music Major, Piano. The LYC will perform Francis Scott Key's The Star-Spangled Banner, Laura Farnell's arrangement of On This Still, Silent Night, and the J. Paul Williams and Craig Curry offering Fa La 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 La. Dana Crabtree, TAMU voice faculty with the College of Arts and Sciences Department of Fine and Performing Arts, said the LYC, housed at TAMU, is a new opportunity for youngsters to raise their voices in song. Crabtree and Suzanne Ramos serve as the LYC's artistic director and managing director, respectively. It is conducted by TAMU music majors Stephanie Solis, conductor, and Raquel Gonzalez, assistant conductor, and Luz Chavez, pianist. For additional information, contact Crabtree at the Department of Fine and Performing Arts at 956-326-3040 or email dcrabtree@tamu.edu. Go ahead and play action-packed video games with your kids during the winter break. According to TAMU video game expert Dr. Christopher Ferguson, action game-playing youth whose parents are involved in gameplay and supervision are most civically involved. His study was published in the journal Computers and Human Behavior. He explained, "Kids who play action, that is, violent video games, show no less interest in civic behaviors and pro-social behaviors. Gamers were more likely to behave pro-socially online and were also slightly more likely to be engaged in civic behaviors, particularly when parents were involved in their gameplay." He added that kids whose parents were more involved were also more likely to play violent games, not less. In fairness, Ferguson said the positive effects are very small, but added that it's important to point out that the study rules out the potential for negative effects on pro-social and civic behaviors. Violent games very often have pro-social themes, such as saving a princess, or allow for lots of pro-social, team-cooperative-oriented playing. Ferguson edited June's American Psychological Association's special issue on video games, and he has also written numerous articles on the effects of video games that have debunked studies claiming video games are harmful. For more information, contact Ferguson at 956-326-2636 or email cferguson@tamu.edu. TAMU offices will close for the holidays at 5 p.m. on Thursday, December 23rd. University offices will reopen on Monday, January 3rd at 8 a.m. Online registration and additional university information for the spring semester 2011 is available online at tamu.edu. Spring semester classes begin Tuesday, January 18th. The last day for late registration is Monday, January 24th. In the event of an emergency, contact University Police at 326-2100. This is our final podcast for the year. I hope everyone has a safe and merry holiday and a happy new year. See you in 2011.
You've been listening to ITAMEU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email PRMIS at TAMEU.edu or click on www.tameu.edu. Thanks for listening.